You're listening to Brain Busta Radio.
Welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. And here's your host, Conrad Cushman.
Everything Pro Wrestling, it's your boys from the Everything College Basketball Podcast and Facebook group. I'm Josh Burton, letting you all know that if you like the college game, that there's only one spot to come find all you need to know.
Yep, Josh, Peyton, and myself, Tyler, we are the three voices of ECB Podcast and Facebook group. Peyton, tell them where they can find us and listen to us at.
Well, Tyler, you can find us on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and all other podcast hosting sites. Also, go join our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups like Everything College Basketball.
So if you want everything you need to know about the collegiate game or have a passion for it, there's only one spot that you need to check out on a weekly basis or a daily basis with the Facebook group. That's Everything College Basketball. Now let's get back to Conrad informing you on everything pro wrestling and the workings around it.
Brother.
Hey everyone, David Conrad here, owner of the Gorilla Position Wrestle Store. We're an online store headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, bringing you the best and original wrestling shirts, accessories, collectibles, and more. We're glad to be partnering with Brain Busta Radio, and to thank them and to thank you, we're offering 10% off all purchases with the coupon code BRAINBUSTA. That's BRAINBUSTA. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under @GPWrestleStore. Or check out our website, www.gpwrestlestore.com. Remember, when you want the best wrestling experience, you gotta hang out in Gorilla Position.
Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans. Wait for it. For the fans. And I am your host, Conrad Cushman. And with me today, I have two very special guests, and they are going to be on to join me. We're going to be talking about wrestling video games. And I know that a lot of it's going to consist of the WWE video games franchise, because WWE has dominated both the market of pro wrestling and the video game market. And we can probably get into a little bit of that. But my guest, we're going to talk about some of the future things with WWE games. And I wanted to provide a voice to people who listen to podcasts so that they could talk about wrestling video games. And hopefully you love it as much as these two gentlemen. First and foremost, let me introduce Original Biggie. Biggie is a tremendous YouTuber who deserves way more subscribers than the man has. And he does a lot of sports and video game content, but a lot of wrestling stuff. And Biggie, what is going on, my good friend?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Again, thank you for spending time with me this evening.
Hey. Not a problem, good sir. I can't wait to hear some of your thoughts on the video games. But I'm also very excited to have this man back on. I don't think he's been on since the second episode of EPW on Brain Busta Radio. Fellow Brain Busta Radio podcaster, Josh. Josh, what is going on, my friend? Josh is on Wrestling Reverb every Friday with Kevin. Josh, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir. What do you guys got cooking on Wrestling Reverb?
A whole lot of BS as normal. Good BS, but BS nonetheless. Just chaos. You know how Wrestling Reverb is.
Absolutely. What's going on, Kevin? Shout out to you, my good friend.
Yeah, but Kevin's lovely.
I love Kevin. Love Kevin. But guys, we are here to talk some pro wrestling video games. Josh, you just did a tremendous live stream on Twitch. Josh did a simulated female Royal Rumble, and with all the female wrestlers, I had number 30. Unfortunately, I did not win. Spoiler alert. But you guys should go back and watch that. Josh did one via Twitter, I believe, was how everything was done. And
yeah,
it was for a $25 Pro Wrestling Tees gift card?
Yes, it was. It was just a bunch of wrestling content creators and I'm going to do more stuff like that on Twitch and just, hey, it was really fun to do because it was a way to just get content creators to really just give them free promotion, really.
Yes. Make sure that you give these guys a follow. I will have all of their information in the description box below. You guys are going to want to make sure that you're following them on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, wherever their content is. These guys are doing tremendous things. And make sure you check out Josh's WWE 13 playthrough as well. I've been loving that. Loving it.
Appreciated. Thank you.
All right, guys. Enough of me jibber-jabbering over your content and lushing over it. Let's get into what we came here to talk about. Wrestling video games. Now, Obi-Wan, we were talking in private DMs, and you know that I was getting ready to come on here, and me and you were probably ready to lambaste the marketing team for WWE video games about where's the content and everything else. And then I wake up this morning, and lo and behold, they come out with something. How dare you? I had my speech already, and they pulled this crap on me. But you know what? I'm glad that we're getting info because a lot of people were they were having the Pavlov effect. They heard the ding. They were like, hey, man, it's July. Where's my video game cover? The mouths were watering, and these people were looking like Cujo. They were getting pissed off that they had no information about the game. But we did get this tweet today, and I quote from at WWE Games, the WWE 2K20 cover reveal kicks off August 5th with more details than we've ever shared at announce, and your look at the first game footage. Follow our social media accounts so you won't miss a thing. We got a picture with Brock Lesnar looking new and improved, and we also got one with Bayley and Wacky Inflatable Tube Man. Sorry, I had to say it like that. But Bayley and Brock Lesnar have been kind of shown. Bayley is a shot from behind in the Raw Arena, and Brock is kind of a shot from him coming out on the Raw Arena. Gentlemen, we'll start with original Big E first, but what are your thoughts on this?
I mean, again, it's about time that some information is being shuffled out. But again, you mean to tell me you can't show that at E3 or at, you know, PAX or something like that, or even Gamescom, especially seeing as that that's coming out in August, you know, around the 20th to the 24th. But again, I'm looking for gameplay. I'm a gameplay fanatic first and then visual second. And again, you can have, you know, visuals like your Maddens, your NBA games, your NHL games. But what about your mechanics? What about your core? What about your foundation?
Understandable, understandable things. Josh, what are your thoughts on this August 5th release for WWE 2K20?
Well, like just echoing what you guys are saying, like finally, we're getting some kind of information on this game for a game that usually comes out in October at some point. We don't know when it exactly comes out, but, you know, it looks great. There's really not too much to say other than it looks fine, but I am a gameplay guy as well. Once I see some gameplay, and I really don't judge a game until I have it in my hands. That's the kind of person I am. I can look at all the videos in the world I want, but once I have it in my hands, that's when I can kind of be like, okay, does this play nice?
I hear you guys on that. I guess that'll lead into the next point, so I won't get too deep into it. But the thoughts on the marketing aspect of it, I know that Original Big E kind of brought up some of his points. If you guys hear me call Original Big E Obi-Wan, that's just how far back we go, so I'll just call him Obi sometimes or Obi-Wan. But but Obi-Wan, like, what do you think, bro? Like, the marketing aspect of this, a lot of people have complained about the marketing from 2K since they've taken over the franchise. What do you think overall of what they've done so far this year? I mean, do you think it's poor?
Oh, it's been terrible. To be honest, I think that what 2K needs to do is a rescheduling of when the game is going to be released. You can release it around the Survivor Series time, during the Rumble time, or maybe during quarter one, maybe the end of March, heading into WrestleMania. You know, again, you have all these games coming out in August, September. Again, the Maddens, the NBAs, the NHLs. Why can't WWE have their own celebration of wrestling?
as weird as that may sound, Biggie, I really feel like they are trying to have their name get like the rub. Do you know what I mean? Like they want to be held in that contention with them. But at the same token, I don't think that your game can go up against those other games, especially when the company that makes the best basketball game in the world, NBA 2K, you're not going to be able to get that shine from them. You're always going to be seen as a number two. And when they were with THQ, the company that had them previously, they were number one there. Like they were the big seller. They got all the focus. Now you're a number two. You don't get all the focus. You're kind of lost in the dust. You're the, I don't want to use this as a bad example if you're a middle child, but you're the middle child now. You're just kind of like, oh, okay. Not a favorite. Yeah.
I am a middle child. I am a middle child, Conrad.
Well, folks, that was a great episode for this week. No, I'm kidding. But it's, I'm the oldest, so I kind of get it at the same time. And trust me, I'm test tube baby. Like, let's see if this works. Okay. But as far as this goes, Josh, what do you think of the marketing so far? Are fans overreacting, in your opinion? Is it justified for them to be angry?
Yes and no. Okay, like, wrestling fans are a certain bunch that will just complain about anything in general when it comes to wrestling. But, you know, the marketing has been average. It is very much, NBA is their baby. It is their money grabber. It's everything that 2K kind of owe to NBA 2K. So, of course, like you said, WWE is going to be, you know, the number two project in this case. And I understand what you're saying and like trying to get the rub from other games and, you know, trying to be like, hey, well, we've also got WWE, but it needs to, I do agree with original Biggie and the fact that maybe it should be more Mania time. Like imagine the association with WrestleMania and be like, hey, Mania is on this Sunday, but you can grab the game on Tuesday and, you know, kind of tie it into WrestleMania. But the marketing, it is just secondary marketing to NBA. That's their focus and as it really should be, but it needs to be released maybe a couple of months later, more towards Mania. Just, it needs to be away from that because what they're doing is just sinking it, really. It's just getting overlaid with every other game that comes out around that time. Not even just from 2K, just from, you know, so many game franchises. It's so many games come out a couple of months before Christmas. So it needs to just, it's just getting buried underneath everything else, really.
And like Biggie said, maybe a November release would be better because it's still in time for Christmas. The problem is I think they want to reap the benefits of, you know, maybe the game coming out a little earlier, fans go out and buy it. You got an extra month or two to get some $60 sales in and then boom, here comes Christmas time or the Black Friday sales. And then you can capitalize on that. So I think WWE is caught between a rock and a hard place because they want to be that upper echelon, but they can't. Josh, what do you think about the fans, though, being upset about this? Do they have a right to be upset that they're not getting information at the usual time? Or are fans, you're expecting something because you're basing it on your own time frame and you shouldn't be doing that?
Yeah, because again, like I kind of alluded to before, we are just assuming that it's coming out in October. You don't know that it might be coming out in December. We don't know. We don't know when it is really coming out. So I guess fans are just like, hey, it's July. The game comes out in October. I want to know what I'm, you know, wanting to buy. But it could be just pushing a couple of months back because it's coming out a couple of months later. But they do have a right to be justified in some ways just because we're so used to it. But in other ways, it's like, well, you don't know when the release date is. But by the sounds of how they're releasing it, they're chucking out a whole lot of info at launch on August 5th. So it seems to be they're still releasing in October. In my eyes, that's how I see it anyway. They've just pushed back the marketing and now they're like, oh, crap, like it comes out in 2 months. Let's give you everything.
Yeah. I'm going to just jump in real quick and I guess give a little bit of my thoughts. Sometimes on this, guys, I will be playing devil's advocate versus my actual opinions on a lot of the stuff. For this, though, to be my own opinion, I really feel like it's a good idea for fans to not get any information until the very last few months. Hold out as long as you can on it. And I know some people are on here like, that's stupid. Why would you do such a thing? Let's go back in time a little bit. Josh, I think, Biggie, you guys played the THQ games way back in the day, right? Like in 2008?
Yeah.
You guys,
oh, yeah.
You, Do you guys follow all the countdowns? Are you guys as crazy as me? Like, I used to watch the IGN countdown.
Yes, 100%. 100%.
All right, cool. Cool. I don't feel super old right now.
Then what I also like about THQ before it went under is the fact that you saw some information from E3, and then you just speculation on that. You know, again, this is the, I guess, the fourth or fifth time that E3 went through and nothing on 2K. And again, this is just bad marketing, in my opinion. Again, well, you want to talk to your community, but...
Hear me out, though. Hear me out on why I think they do this. Go back to those days when people used to get information a little bit earlier. I know you guys remember when people were getting some of the roster maybe in, I don't know, let's just say June, July, they were finding out the roster, and there was all this time in between. Do you guys remember the crazy ass things that people would say? My uncle's godfather's secret son's cousin's mother's ex-husband's dog walker's boyfriend works for THQ, and he told me that a Punjabi prison match was going to be in. We get the game, we're like, where's this Punjabi prison match? Those forums used to have such power that I just don't think you can do stuff like that. For example, if you guys didn't know, the NBA 2K franchise, someone accidentally streamed on, it was either Periscope or Twitter or something. They streamed gameplay of NBA 2K20. And some people are like, well, was it real? Wasn't it real? 2K was taking down any photos, videos, or anything showing that. I'm pretty sure that was real. And they weren't supposed to. Fans are clamoring at information the moment you give it to them. If you make them wait and it's fresh in their mind, when I get that information, I'm thinking like, man, I can't wait till I do this, this, and this with the game. Oh my God, it's going to be out in a couple weeks. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, boom, that's
you
true.
You got me. You don't give me enough time to make up crazy stories to disappoint people about your product or someone to show up at Walmart or Kmart to get the demo of it and ruin everything for you so people won't buy it. But that was just my little two cents on that. But before we get into some more of the actual game things that you guys want to see, I do want to ask you guys some questions. Original Biggie, we're going to start with you.
Yes, sir.
What are some of your favorite wrestling games?
So the first one, No Mercy. Again, that's a fan favorite and a cult video game for everybody. Here Comes the Pain, that's another one. SmackDown vs. Raw 2011, just because of the physics system. And the way that each limb has a different reaction. That's something that, you know, we would like to see in WWE games today, in my opinion. The submission system, you know, and I talk heavily about why we need to build or at least a restructure submission system for the game down the road. These are things that I've been talking about for years, and yet, year after year, it's the same old.
Well, hold on to those thoughts because I'm going to probably dive in a little deeper on those with you guys momentarily. Out of all those games, though, which would you say is your absolute favorite?
SmackDown vs. Raw 2011. Just because of every reaction with physics is different. You could get a different reaction every time and it's never boring.
I like that. I do miss some of the, like when you push over the ladder, people would land on the ropes, or you could set up the ladder on the outside, run into the ring, and then land onto the ladder. They did a lot of crazy things with that. That's when they got that new engine that year, too. I remember that. So pretty dope. I like that. Josh, same question, my friend. What are some of your favorite wrestling games?
2011 was fantastic. I love that. Shut Your Mouth was always like one that I loved, and SmackDown vs. Raw 2006. They're my three that I always kind of say, but probably 06 was probably my favorite. I loved 06, just everything about it, from the way it played to the soundtrack to the, you know, original version of GM mode. It just had everything that I kind of liked about wrestling video games.
I feel like 06, 07 were like the last times in my life that I really got to enjoy wrestling games for what they were. Like playing them with my brother and stuff, and we would just have fun creating wrestlers. I think he had a group called the Sea Dogs one time. Shout out to my brother Cameron. I'm probably embarrassing you with that. And we had like Sea Money himself, and I forgot who the other third person was. And I would pick Batista and try to see if I could run the gauntlet against him. against all three. We just had crazy fun. The GM mode and everything else. I love those games. Shout out to XGW Fed, a group of people that I used to run XGW with. It was basically an eFed on PlayStation. I did that for many, many years. And we did that when SmackDown versus Raw 2009 first came out. So since 2008 up until last year, we ran that Fed consistently every year, even when PlayStation had their outages and everything else. And 09 holds a special place in my heart, too. I met so many people on there that I'm still friends with, like, on the PlayStation today. Lots of crazy stuff. But my all-time favorite is No Mercy. No Mercy and then maybe Here Comes the Pain or Shut Your Mouth will probably be the backup, too. But No Mercy is my absolute favorite. You can't go wrong with that game. So much good stuff. So much good stuff. Now,
I also like to mention that in SmackDown vs. Raw 2006, we also have gameplay features that, again, people been wanting for, like the weight system, like the stamina system. Instead of having three bars, why not just have one bar and have somebody control, have you as the user control your own stamina? I think that's a good idea. But.
Oh, Biggie, you're jumping ahead, bro. I got you. You're going to get all the time in the world to say this stuff. I promise. But I do want to ask you guys about non-WWE games. Do you guys have favorite non-WWE, like, wrestling games that you guys absolutely enjoy as well? That bring something different, Biggie?
Impact was okay.
Okay.
I do like the visuals at that time. Was really wanted to check out Fire Pro. I still need to get it, still need to live stream it as well. Because again, I hear good things and good reviews about it. And the Fire Promoter, you know, their own general manager mode.
Absolutely. And that's one of my favorite things to stream when I'm on YouTube. Also, make sure you guys subscribe to my channel. I'm almost at my goal of 500 subscribers, trying to hit that before SummerSlam. So if you haven't subscribed to me and you're listening to this, pause it real quick, get on your phone and click subscribe to my channel. But yes, I do love the Fire Pro games as well. Josh, what about you? Are there any non-wrestling games that come to your mind, or not? I should say non-WWE wrestling games that come to your mind that you absolutely enjoy?
Yeah, but for different reasons. Like, I understand that what I'm about to say is not a great game, but I just had fun with it because I was like 6 when it came out. WCW Backstage Assault on the PlayStation 1. I think it was on Nintendo 64.
Get out of this podcast.
That used to go.
Wrestling it's so of all time.
It's so bad, but I enjoyed it so much when I was a kid. Like, I would just play it, and he would just be dropkick, spinning back fist. Like, I just like, I laughed at it so much. But I was a kid, so it didn't matter. I play it now, and the game's absolute garbage, but has a lot of nostalgia in my heart. But a lot of those games that just like are the older ones. A lot of the WCW games on Nintendo 64, like Revenge and stuff like that, were all great.
So
Revenge was good. So.
Dude, I remember playing Battle Royals, and I'll never forget when Sting, you would pick him in the Battle Royal. The first time we ever played a Battle Royal, I forgot who was in at the end. It was like Saturn, Kidman, some crazy Caw dude, like Akai Man or THQ Man or whatever. And we're all in there. Sting comes out at the end with a baseball bat, and he hits you one time, and you would just fall over the top rope. And I thought that was so dope that Sting came from the ceiling. I'll never forget. We all lost, and we just sat there laughing for like 5 minutes afterwards. Like, did Sting really just come down with a bat and just beat everyone's ass? It was like, yeah, I won. Game over. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming. But I love those games. Fire Pro, I do a lot of live streams on those, like I said before. Absolutely fun with all the game modes. And there's something about Fire Pro that hopefully we'll get into a little bit in one of these next sections for breaking down what we're talking about. But so much fun can come from it. And I don't know if you guys ever played the Def Jam games, but I absolutely love those games too. I had a lot of fun.
I need to finish Fuck for New York, so.
you know what? 616 Entertainment, if you guys have not checked out his series on, like, Mortal Kombat and all the wrestling games and stuff, he's really good. Like, he tells you kind of a great story of how his life kind of reflected. And it reminds me of when I'm doing, like, the podcast for retro reviews. He brings, like, his personal life into the review and at the same time walks you through, like, the gameplay and what was good about the game and what was bad at that time. and unbelievable. He was going through Def Jam. I think it was Vendetta where they had the wrestling rings and everything else. Mm-hmm. And I said that that was my favorite Def Jam game. And he responded to me in the comments saying, whoa, over Fight for New York? And I said, absolutely over Fight for New York. And you should have, my thing has been going off ever since I made that comment. And some people are like, absolutely not. Fight for New York's the best. And I just love the passion from it. And hopefully we get a Def Jam game soon. I don't know if you ever got to play that game, Josh, in Australia.
I did, but briefly.
Okay, yeah, it's just a sweet game with, like, all the rappers in it. You know, rappers, there's beef all the time, and
yeah,
they talk about what they're going to do to each other. Well, you could pick a video game and actually have these guys do over-the-top wrestling moves and have fun in it. So I just thought that was a really cool one to bring up as well. But the next thing that I want to talk to you guys about, this may be something that a lot of people don't want to admit, but I want to talk about what are some of the things that you guys feel WWE 2K is doing well. I'm going to go to Josh on this one first.
Right now, I actually, like, I know a lot of people say what they want about 2K's WWE games in general, but 2K19, I've actually, for the most part, there is whatever, but I've enjoyed it. I like that simulation style of game. I do think the actual core gameplay, while it needs some improvements, I actually think it for the most part, it feels nice. Like, I don't feel it, I don't find it, like, clunky and, like, chunky and all, like, it's not awkward to play. Like, it plays, for the most part, fairly nicely. So, they actually, you know, there's something to do in that aspect. It has a big roster. It's not like we're in a shortage of people in the game. There's a lot of people to choose from. You know, the actual game itself, I like to play for the most part. So, I really can't complain too much on that aspect. So, doing well would actually be just like, for me, I'm enjoying the actual game.
People don't know the hard times, Josh, of playing in your house or WrestleMania the arcade game when there's only 8 people to pick. And you would just have to keep playing that over and over for a year. But they were, I don't know, they were hoots at my birthday parties when I was a kid, man. Everybody loved them. But I love, maybe we're given too many options today. Maybe that's why some of the people rebel against it. But I do think that the visuals are some of the best we've ever seen in franchise history for wrestling games. The visuals look great. Even today, when you saw the visual of Brock Lesnar and Bayley, I mean, Josh, what did you think of those when you saw them? Do you think it's a step up?
Well, visually, well, yeah, it is. Like, you look at Brock and you're like, yeah, that looks cool. You look at Bayley and I'm one to, when I see a screenshot, is I don't really look at the person first. I'm looking everything around them to be like, okay, what arena are they in? What's the crowd doing? What's, you know, all the logos and whatever it may be. That's me as looking at a screenshot. But visually, you can't really complain about these games. They do look good.
Absolutely. You brought up some good points with what 2K is doing right. Original Biggie, same question to you, my good friend. What are some of the things you feel WWE 2K is doing well?
Again, visually, it looks fantastic. But again, I'm a gameplay person first. Your mechanics, your control configuration, all these play into a factor. And maybe it's, you know, not being or having a lack of communication, which again is something later on we can talk about. But
we'll get into your improvement ideas soon. But what else do you think that they do well? I mean, is there any modes that you particularly like? They nailed this. They did this very well.
Not particularly. If anything, I do like the improvements for the matches, for different types of matches. And so you can add in last man standing, but make sure that it's also like 2 out of 3 falls and, you know, things like that. And again, just looking at things, you know, for the future, maybe, you know, we bring back backstage handicap matches or, you know, backstage tag team matches, you know, 3-on-3, 2-on-2, that type of stuff.
Yeah, there's definitely a way that they can bring back some of the things to make improvements. And that's what we're going to get into next. But before we do that, guys, I do want to get into a quick ad break just so that you guys know that we have a lot of things going on with Brain Buster Radio. Josh could probably tell you just as well as I can. Absolutely happy to be a part of the team with Brainbuster Radio, and we're getting you guys lots of cool opportunities. So if you can, take advantage of these opportunities that I'm about to explain to you guys now. Like right now, we have a great deal going on. You can get 10% off your set of Four Corners cards, trading cards. They are independent pro wrestlers, and each month a new set comes out. You get new stars, and you can get 10% off today by using the code BBRadio10 for 10% off. Just go to fourcornerscards.com for that one. We are also talking about Wrestling Resurgence. And right now they have a big show coming up August 31st. And if you're in the UK, you can get 15% off your tickets right now by using the code BRAINBUSTA15. You'll get to see Kanji versus Charlie Evans in an Iron Woman match. And once again, use the code BRAINBUSTA. That's B-U-S-T-A, the number 1 and the number 5. And you guys can check out that awesome card on August 31st. We have lots of good wrestling shows. You guys are not going to want to miss Wrestling Resurgence show that day. And last but not least, we have a new one added on. If you guys want 15% off of Resurgence merch, you can go to a website, which is mechashotei.bigcartel.com. And you guys can go there and use the code BRAINBUSTER15, and that's Buster with the E-R. So Brain, B-U-S-T-E-R, the number 1 and the number 5 at mechashoti.bigcartel.com to get that off. So make sure you guys check out the sponsors and let them know that BRAINBUSTER Radio sent you guys. Gentlemen, let's get back into our WWE games discussion. Let's talk about some of the things that we feel they need to improve on, ideas for improvement. Now, I feel like some of the things that weren't mentioned that I thought that they were doing well before, I think they did a great job with My Career this year. I thought that mode was done very well. I do wish that they had more modes paying attention to the women's wrestling portion, I would say, of what is actually going on with the product. I wish they had a few more things in regards to that, but I think they did a lot of inclusion. They have almost all of the roster on there from the time when they have the cutoff dates. I think they're doing a good job with that as well. And you guys brought up most of those things, but let's talk about what they need to improve. And I know that Original Big E has been chomping at the bit. He's got probably a pad, paper, and post-it notes stacked on top of things they can do, because his YouTube channel is based off of how they can improve things, and he gives kind of simple solutions to how you could fix it, and that's one of the reasons why I asked him to be on here. So, Original Big E, what are some of your ideas for improvement?
So, one of the things, again, is just the little things, and I made a playlist on YouTube going from physics, you know, the lack of restriction that we have, you know, placing objects on the outside, tables, ladders, the ability to throw objects again, like back in No Mercy and Here Comes the Pain, you know, animations for the ladder, you know, falling off the ladder again, going back to SmackDown vs. Raw 2011. These are things that I've been talking about for years, and year after year, the restriction is getting smaller and smaller.
I hear you on a lot of those, and I absolutely love your videos. I went through and checked them all out in your playlist, and you make a lot of sense in some of your points. And like you said, sometimes it's the little things, like taking away the ladder mechanics that we had in SmackDown vs. Raw 2011. Why can't we set up the ladder anywhere we want? I used to love making moments like that, like setting up a ladder on the outside. Let me climb up to the top and jump off through the announcer's table. Or like, yeah, that basically you get to create your own kind of moments or do something that you would never see in WWE games. You move the stairs and then you stack up the ladder towards the post, and then you figure out a way to jump in the ring. Just so many different things that you would try and do. Josh, what are some of your ideas for improvements for the WWE games franchise?
Well, weapons physics is one that I just miss from 2011, and even like WWE 12 had a lot of good weapon physics, and then they've just kind of taken them away, which is taking out a lot of fun. But, I mean, Universe is a broken mode. I mean, I used to enjoy Universe in 2011, WWE 12. It was fun, and it was a little bit more... It felt less... Even though there was, like, technically more restrictions on it in the first two than there are now, it felt less restricted, if that makes any sense at all. But
Can I ask you a jump-in question real quick for both of you guys? It'd kind of be a quick answer. What did you guys think of when Universe Mode was first implemented, that it was attached to everything happening in Exhibition Mode as well? Did you like that better, or do you prefer it that Universe is its own separate thing, and you go in and you do your own thing with it like it is now?
I love it because, again, at the same time, again, you can turn off the Universe Mode. You can, I think it was the R3 button.
Yeah, it was.
And again, it's just a difference between Exhibition and Universe Mode. And maybe that's something that maybe we need a restructure of Universe Mode, because I'm doing a Universe Mode right now. And again, I'm still making edits for these type of shows. But yeah, it's the same thing year in and year out.
Josh?
I'm the same. I with that, like, yes, you could turn it off and whatever it may be, and but I liked it kind of being integrated into everything. It felt less restricted. Is there any really other way to really put it? But it was just, Universe Mode used to be fun, and now it just feels like, I don't know, it just feels like a chore.
Yeah, I also agree. Again, originally it was supposed to be a mixture between GM mode and Universe Mode, so it's kind of a combination of both. Like, you can book your own matches and that type of stuff, and seeing different reactions and different outcomes of that scenarios, that was fun.
I agree. Josh, what else did you have for improvements? I'm sorry, I cut you off there for a second.
No, that's okay. Other than Universe Mode, I think Showcase Mode in general used to be fun. You remember, like, 2K15 Showcase, or even like with like WWE 13 with added cheater mode, and then 30 years of WrestleMania in 2K14, and then 15 Showcase Mode was great. And then the Austin one was where I kind of fell off with Showcase Mode. It was good. It felt different. And then, I mean, Showcase Mode this year was just like, eh. It was like really just, there was no depth to it. It was just like a video package, and then you played a match. Showcase Mode is something they either need to keep in and really just go back to its roots of what it originally was about, or just take it out. Because I feel like if you don't do those modes good, they come across as like they've been given no attention.
I hear you on that. I guess to piggyback off of you with the Showcase Modes, as far as I'm concerned, I feel like, so, Josh, you're doing your playthrough for WWE 13, right? I absolutely love the Attitude Era mode, because that finally got a lot of people. I have friends who, that was their time period, that was their era, and they kind of always say, man, I wish they would do more stuff with that, or I wish it would come back. They got their wish. I'm like, I don't ever want to hear about this again from you. Like, you got Val Venus, you got all the guys you wanted in the game. Leave it alone, all right? And they were like, well, they could have did this. I don't want to hear it. So you got your Attitude Era, guys. I personally love the 30 years of WrestleMania mode. I thought it was fun to go through, play all the different WrestleMania matches. Here's the problem. Once we get into 15 even did it all right. You got to play through two specific feuds that were really long, the John Cena Punk and Shawn Michaels Triple H. Perfectly fine with those. You got some DLC ones. Once you got to Stone Cold, you started doing repeat matches from the modes that I'm talking about. Stone Cold was in the Attitude Era. So you put them on the cover of the game, and it's the same matches that you played in previous games. So I didn't think that was very smart of them to do things like that. Josh, did you have anything else that you wanted to add in for improvements?
Other than what Biggie kind of went over and talked about, not really. Just Universe is a big one for me, because that's like majority of the time I spend, you know, over the year you play this game. Universe Mode is a big chunk of that once you get past My Career and Showcase and stuff like that. Like, it's something for, you know, I'm relatively, you know, playing these games on my own pretty much. So I need something to do and something to keep me invested outside of just having a match.
Yeah, I really liked the My Career, though. I thought this was the best My Career they've done in years.
I think we can get rid of the showcase mode. And again, just work on, you know, improving on My Career. Because again, I enjoyed it myself. Some minor problems with My Career. For example, the UI, instead of, you know, selecting the superstar, why not have the backstage area back in, like they have back in WWE 2K17 or back in SmackDown vs. Raw 2011? Because, again, you take away your creativity and your freedom for, you know, just going to match, you know, and it shouldn't supposed to be all of that. So maybe that's a problem.
And I think when they were trying to take away the creativity, it was in the effort of trying to make things look nicer. Because you remember how we used to get all those glitches too, guys, back in the day with, if you put stairs near the barricade and then you run straight through it, it'll let you in there. And it's like, you're not supposed to be on that side. And I know that we used to think those things were fun. At least I did. I used to try all those glitches and stuff. But eventually the game developers, they probably think that makes me look bad, that you can do all this stuff and you're not supposed to be able to. I want to bring up a few other points that I think about personally, guys. What do you guys think about the double characters? Like 13 million Daniel Bryans like we got this year with Daniel Bryan with no facial hair. Daniel Bryan with short hair. Daniel Bryan looking like a goat. Daniel Bryan with Kane. Daniel Bryan returns. Daniel Bryan with GM. We had every single type of Daniel Bryan you could imagine. And to be honest, guys, I wasn't even done. I could keep going with all the models they gave us. I appreciate the accuracy, but do you guys think it's too much? Are 12 Undertakers too much for you guys?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
I said whoever wants it, just take it. Go ahead, Biggie.
Okay. Well, again, and I talked about this and the little things. There's a way where you can have one Undertaker, one Sting, one Stone Cold, but have different alternatives for that character. And that will help clean up the UI instead of having, you know, Stone Cold 96, 97, 98, 03 with, you know, the ATV without the ATV. Or, you know, Undertaker 91, Undertaker 99, 2000, Badass Undertaker, No Hair Undertaker. You know, I think this will be a good way of cleaning up the UI.
I do like that idea. And to be honest, guys, well, if we're coming up with stuff, if you guys have a solution to any of it, too, you're more than welcome to bring it up, because I'm sure people from 2K are listening to this like, ah, man, these guys are just coming up with some BS. And I have I have an idea on how to fix that, Biggie. Remind me before I go to the next point. But Josh, what do you think of all those character models being in the games? You're playing kind of where it started from right now in 13. What do you think of all those?
I mean, there's two sides of the coin here. There's the one that you're kind of saying, like, hey, it's attention to detail. We've got something of everything. And you know, there's really no, you know, there's no complaining of, like, why can't we play as this Taker when we can play him in this mode? So he should be in the game. Yeah, I get that. But at the same time, here's my take on it, is that there's so many different character models. I could play a 30-man Royal Rumble in exhibition mode and 6 Daniel Bryans could be in the one match. To me, if they're trying to have a simulation-style game, doesn't that take away the simulation aspect of it if there's 6 Daniel Bryans in the ring at once? So I see it both ways, but I don't necessarily think we need... Why can't we just have them as attires in some ways? Like, I don't think it's necessary to... you know, if they're really, really different, like Takers, I understand. But, like, all of those Daniel Bryans were literally just one time he had short hair, one time he had a longer beard. It's like, okay...
I have a solution. You can call me crazy or whatever, but I borrow from all of the games that I previously, like, enjoyed. I would have something called kind of like a superstar closet. Now, you guys have played sports games. Josh, I assume that you're a fan of maybe playing FIFA or a sports game, hockey, Biggie, same with you, right? Basketball, something, right?
Yes.
So when you're playing those games, you know how you can go through and edit your attires, like, I want to wear this jersey, these pants, this, and you're selecting all that stuff. Why not have that be part of the menu when you're selecting, guys? So you basically go in, you're looking at the Undertaker, you pick him, and maybe it's just his head or something in the beginning. They have the current day model of him. And then when you go through, a superstar closet kind of opens, and you could pick the gray gloves. Maybe they showed the picked his gloves. You want his gloves to be gray, purple. We can go back. We can have him look like Ministry Undertaker. What do you want to do? And maybe they have like templates outlined to design like that. You could pick the moveset that you want him to have and the theme that you want him to come out to. That way, if you even wanted to mix them all together, you could. I'm just saying that I think that would be a cool option to have. You want Triple H. You could pick Triple H from the My Time. Give them that theme song. They WWE owns all of this stuff, and there's so much of an abundance of talent, managers, all these things that you want to put into the game. Because sometimes I want to play Triple H versus The Rock so I can relive the 2000s. And there's other times that I want to say, let's do Triple H versus The Rock modern day. Do you guys think that's something feasible that would work? Bad idea? Good idea? I think it's
a good idea, but I think also you have to consider the community creations because, again, they've been doing phenomenal work as of late. And
I've got something, though, for that community creations. Okay. This is no disrespect, but I feel a lot of people aren't creating as much anymore. I'm seeing these guys set up. I have a PayPal set up, and if you want your Mike Awesome call, you're going to pay for it now. These guys want to get paid for the work they're doing. I mean, I can't blame them, but at the same time, I think your community creations are backfiring, and you need to figure out how to get this under control. Josh, what do you think of that stuff?
Yeah, I agree with you. It used to be like community creations used to be like a place where you're like, okay, I can find anything on here. Not only that, as a PlayStation 4 user, there seems to be better creations on Xbox. That's just my opinion. I just see that a lot of like these things are like, hey, like that's on Xbox when I don't have an Xbox. I feel like I wish community creations could somehow just be like an open server where like whatever you're playing the same game. I'm not asking for cross-platform, you know, playing of the actual game online. I'm just like, there should be like an open server because it's literally the same game. But that's another topic for another day. But community creations used to be amazing, and now it's just like, okay, I really have to search for what I'm looking for or find it somewhere on the internet first and then be like, okay, who's this user that seems to be making a, you know, decent Nikki Cross or something like that, whatever it may be. But it used to be a lot better.
And you know what, Josh? I think you do bring up an excellent point with, as far as I've told Biggie this too in private chats. Why can't we have a server based on the computer for community creations? Let's be honest. All the people who are really good at making cause use the computer to make them. They chop out logos. They're cutting around them. Why can't we just have a server for those people so that their cause wind up on both? Or why can't we just let everything, you have to do it from the computer if you want to upload your design? Then we don't have people making lazy ass versions of CM Punk and it looks awful. And you're like, who made this? Take this off of here. This is a waste of space. And it hurts your 1,000 download logo and everything else. And I kind of hate those limitations as well. But like you said, that's another story for another day. We talked about the doubles inclusions and everything else. What do you guys think about online and potential to have, I guess competitive online play so that they could maybe start up a league or get something going kind of like, I'm trying to think of a competitive game, like the NBA 2K League or what's the game where they play soccer with the cars? Rocket League. Yeah.
Fantastic game.
Absolutely. I've only played it once or twice, but it's fun. And when you see like leagues like that, is there any room for WWE games to try and do something competitively like that? Or is their gameplay so jacked that it's not possible? Biggie.
I think that it's possible, but you need to fix your online servers first. That's key number one in order to have a competitive league. Because, again, this has been going on for quite some time with the WWE online servers. And, you know, I can't get good matches. I can't even get the entrances on properly without it lagging out. So
I hear you on that. Josh, what about you?
I mean, online is, I just feel like it's, listen, I can play online. I know that I'm only going to be able to play online with, you know, my friends, essentially, like my brother or something like that, who also has this game, and we play private matches, because you play online in those games and it's just someone maxing out their crap to 100 and just spamming you with moves. I just feel like that game doesn't work in a competitive sense for like feds and stuff like that, or leagues or whatever you want to call them. Just there's something about a wrestling game to me that just doesn't work for it. Maybe that's just in my own brain, but I don't know. There's too many ways to tinker with it for it to work properly.
Yeah, when they did that $1 million challenge for AJ Styles, I know that I saw the guy at the Evolve event, but the guy was affiliated with WWE Games, and I think it left a really bad taste in people's mouths, like how they handled the...
That was horrible.
Yeah, how they handled everything with it. And then when you find out the guy's an employee, and I'm like, well, this looks bad that you've done ring announcing on house shows for WWE, so what did you do with that $1 million, bud? But I don't know. I'm kind of with you guys on that, too. And as far as gameplay goes, there's a lot of people who pick, like, the Incredible Hulk. And some people don't want to play like that. I'm being honest. Like, when I'm playing a game and then I see people...
wrestling.
Yeah.
That's what I'm on.
Yeah, well, I get on. I don't care if you have an Okada car, but don't come in there with the Incredible Hulk and the Avengers. And they're like, well, who's to say he wouldn't have a Stone Cold Stunner as a regular move? Like, what is this, my guy? You can't come in there with this.
I get that as well, and you know, you can turn that fair play thing on, but then that also takes away the ability to have custom attires for just, you know, if I'm using Paige online, I can't have any moves that I've adjusted that maybe fit her moveset a little better. I can't have any attires for Paige that I've maybe downloaded or created myself to use online. I create attires and adjust moves to match what's going on in the ring for realism, when other people use it to give them, you know, 4 RKOs as their grapple moves, and they just keep spamming you with an RKO with their overall 100 Incredible Hulk. I don't want that, but I still want customization. But there's no way to get in the middle of that, because there's no way to monitor that. So you either have nothing or you have it all.
And Josh, you bring up a really good point. And absolutely, I noticed in your stream today on Twitch, you had updated attires for everybody.
Yep.
They were the right attires. People had the right move sets, and nothing too crazy was happening in it.
No.
And that didn't take my enjoyment away. And it seemed like everybody who was in the live chat with me loved your stream as well, like what you were doing with it. So kudos to you for that. But when you look at this game and you see all of the different things that could be happening, I wonder, WWE Games, I feel like they need to update their games. Every year, the game feels so outdated by the time we get this. Like, who's to say that Heyman and Bischoff won't request new Raw sets or SmackDown Live sets? The game's already done. We already saw the Raw set. And then by the time it's outdated, you're looking for community creations for someone to update it for you. And it's like, dude, this is horrible. You can't have stuff like this continue on. That's just one personal thing for me. I don't know. Do you guys think updates are something that could or need to happen eventually with this?
Sorry to just jump in, but so I mentioned my brother. He loves these games as much as I do, and I'm on the same opinion as him, and not everyone's going to agree with me on this. I think this game should come out every second year, and we should have updates every few months with a few new roster adjustments, a few new arenas, some themes, you know, just to keep the game fresh and keep you kind of involved in it. And every second year, we're getting a brand new game. So then it allows them 48 months to, or 24 months, I should say, to really, you know, polish and make this game different and make this game good. And you're getting updates throughout the couple of years to keep your roster going and keep arenas and themes and you know, that fresh feeling, because there's nothing better than getting a couple of new characters. You go, okay, it gives me something to do for half an hour. I've got a couple new people to play as. So if you just keep it fresh and bring in this game out every second year, it's less repetitive. It's less complaints. It's keeping updated, because they're just updating according to what's going on the television every few months or every 4 months or whatever. But that's just my opinion.
Here's the question to that, Josh. Vince McMahon signs a contract with these video game companies, and they say every year we will produce a video game that will be $60. So every year Vince McMahon's like, where's my money? where's what we're making for it? Because I already paid you to make this game, so where's my money? And
yeah, I get that.
No. But would you be willing to pay for something like that? Would you pay $40 for an update to all the themes and here's what we're going to do?
Personally, yes, I would, but I don't know if everyone would.
Okay, Biggie, what do you think of that?
I do think that we have to make WWE Live actually live, because if anything, it's more the same. And to be honest, again, I think that was something that I suggested. I think episode 28 on the little things, you know, why not make it live with updates and have updated attires?
I agree. I think so much stuff happens. And let's just say you come out with the ratings at the time. Becky Lynch starts off as a 77, let's just say, going back to her before she became the man. Now that Becky Lynch is the man, I'm like, yo, Becky Lynch should be like an 84, 85. Let's up that. And I want them to fix things like that and fix movesets and go in. So, Josh, I don't think that was a bad idea at all. So I don't know if that was you or your brother who thought of that, but that's a really good idea that I think. Good stuff right there. And I guess we'll start with you on this last one, Biggie. I would love to see some type of like GM mode. We got to talk about this. It's the elephant in the room that people bring up all the time. Is GM mode something that you're like, it has to be put back in? Or what do you think of it?
It has to be back in. But again, seeing the WWE and the direction that they're going, I don't think that it's feasible. Now, again, I suggested to, you know, have a GM mode kind of like my league and my player. You know, you can have the park, you know, you can have all these different places that are capable in WWE games. You know, you can have a live performance center. You can go to, you know, online. But again, we'll see.
I like it. Josh, what do you think of GM mode?
Well, in general, GM mode is just fun. But in terms of it coming back, I agree with Biggie, because it's just like, I don't think it is feasible. I don't think it's something. You look at WWE as a whole right now, there isn't a so-called general manager anymore. It's not something WWE really promote or really want. But if you were going to bring it back, why couldn't you integrate it into universe mode, so you have like a nice in-the-middle GM mode universe kind of blended together to make this for the ultimate mode, if you would say, I guess.
Yeah, listen, I don't know if you guys have checked out my Fire Promoter streams, but I absolutely have fun with that game. Looking at different leagues, seeing like, hey, Sting retired, but there's a new guy in the fold. Brian Pillman Jr. is from North America. Who's going to be the first one to bid and try to grab him, because he just popped up as a new person who doesn't have a contract? I absolutely love little things like that. Setting the prices for my merchandise, my t-shirts, masks, DVDs, concessions. It's so much fun to do the little things like that. And I think that's something that the WWE games needs to figure out how to add in. And I also think with GM mode, I want to battle against Josh. Josh, I think we could do an incredible series for Brainbuster Radio on Twitch. If I ran a show, you ran a show, and maybe we say, hey, listen, every such and such day, or maybe a half hour before Raw or half hour before SmackDown, we run through a card real quick, or an hour before.
Yeah, I'd be down.
why not, though? But why couldn't we go against each other and actually have a draft? That shit is fun. Like, I don't know.
It is.
We're just missing out on so much of that stuff, and I know that you guys would agree with that. So, basically, I'm going to ask you guys a few more questions that we'll get ready to get out of here. But first, August 5th, we're going to get some content for WWE 2K20. What do you guys want to see? Biggie, what do you want to see that day?
Gameplay improvements to your foundation. Meaning, is the rope break submission system fixed? Are they having more, you know, is it going to be, you know, button mashing again? Is it going to change? Is it going to be revamped? Things like that. Things in TLC matches, you know, are the ladders and are the, you know, tables not restricted to, you know, only that part of the ringside on the outside? Are there weapons back in Hell in a Cell? And again, I talked about, you know, the removal of weapons and Hell in a Cell. These are things like that. Or maybe just matches in general, because again, I really want to see I Quit match returning, the special referee match returning, backstage matches for, you know, tag teams and, you know, 3-on-1 handicap matches. You know, again, just things like that. But again, the gameplay is core. Your gameplay is your foundation. And again, that's the problem that we see in WWE games today. Their commitment. So.
And I miss a lot of those 2K14 match types. I've been harping about that since 15 for them to add back in special guest ref. I talked about it with you guys. Who's to say you two aren't in a match and I don't want to be special guest ref? Why couldn't I screw someone over? You guys have these things in the showcase mode, but we can't play them. Why? I'm trying to understand. Maybe there's a reason why that I don't understand, but tell us why. You know, I wouldn't be mad if you explained to me like, well, I can't because XYZ won't allow it.
And again, it goes back to the, you know, lack of commitment, the lack of
interaction with the community.
Yes, sir.
During off-season times. I agree with that, Biggie. You're not wrong for that. And I try to be respectful of everyone's job. I get it. We're being critical about people. This is their livelihood. This is how they provide for their family. And I'm just offering suggestions to improve it. I don't want anyone to think like I'm saying, oh, you should fire that guy. No, but you could do this to open up communication. Josh, what do you want to see August 5th, my friend?
Again, gameplay is the number one thing. I don't care about, well, I do care about other modes and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, as long as gameplay is good, I'm a happy guy. So gameplay I want to see. And, you know, just show off some of your, if you really are committed to showing off some of your visuals, really show them off in a video and be like, this is what it really looks like. This is how it plays. And it's a nice little present for us.
I hope they took that extra time to show off some new animations, maybe for a Brock Lesnar F5 or whatever it may be. Let's talk about one last thing, guys, and then we'll get out of here. I want to talk about these other video games that are being talked about. Mm-hmm. Rumors are circulating about a potential AEW video game. We've heard Jericho, Cody Rhodes, I even believe the Bucks at some point, Kenny Omega. They've all brought up a video game. Kenny Omega wants a No Mercy style video game. And we also have Yuke's, who are potentially doing their own video game with their own technology that they have, which sounds like 2K hasn't been using their technology. What do you guys want from those video games that'll make you say, you know what? I'm going to pick this up. Biggie.
My thing is that, again, it should be fun. It should be, you should have some arcade elements to it. But at the end of the day, it's all about having fun. You know, and again, that's the difference between things in 2K that we see in other video games. Or as a matter of fact, going back to older video games, again, it's little things like that. And again, it goes back to your management. It goes back to the higher ups. Because again, not having, you know, or actually being limited in what we create or what Yuke's create, again, that has an impact worldwide with your users.
I like it. I like it. Josh, what about it for you? What will it take for you to buy maybe two more wrestling games during this year if AEW released one and Yuke's released one? What do you want to see from them?
I want it to be different from the 2K games. I don't want them just to be like, we're going to make our own version of this. Obviously, there'll be different stuff going on with an AEW video game and that, but I want it to be, it has to be fun. The game has to just be fun, regardless whether it's arcadey, whether it's simulator, whatever. As long as it's fun, I'm pretty happy. But it has to be a good, at the end of the day, as long as the stuff that happens in the ring is fun, anything else is a bonus.
I like it. I would love to see both of those games. Like I said, AEW talking about the No Mercy style, that's a great ground base or foundation, as you would say, Biggie, to building your video game off of. And Yuke's at the same time. I want to see what that technology they have can do. And why hasn't 2K taken advantage of that? if they have it as a means for them to do something. To me, it sounds like the Ukes team is bored of coding the game the exact same way the past few years. And they're just kind of like, here, do this. Okay. Well, you know we have this, and they haven't used any of their technology for it.
Well, my thing is that, and again, we talked about before about having that PS1 code way back in the day that's being used today. And on top of that, you put the current code on top of the PS1 code, and it's just bad for everyone. I'll give you an example. The ability to reach up on the ropes to get back up. That's good. I like that improvement. But you mean to tell me for the submission system that you could just touch the rope and it's a rope break? Come on, there's something more fundamental broken with the game than what we see and on, you know.
Let me ask Josh for clarity. Josh, do you have any idea of what he was talking about with the code? Have you heard me mention this before?
Not really, but kind of.
All right, I'm gonna break it down for you real quick, Josh. Josh, do you remember when the original SmackDown game came out?
Yes.
THQ built that game system off of PlayStation 1 code. Then when they went over to the PS2, THQ used some of the same code. I get it. The models look the same, and it went over. But during those times of upgrades, like when Just Bring It upgraded, and they moved over then to some of the other games, Here Comes the Pain, and PlayStation 3 came out. And sometimes people were like, well, why is this game so laggy and why are we losing all these moves and et cetera? That code has never left the game, and that some of that code is still in there. And you can find animations from PS1 still within this game.
Yeah, okay, I get you.
So a lot of people don't know that, and that's probably from an insider source that brought that up in a podcast that I heard one time, and I was like, oh, I don't think they're supposed to talk about that. And I was like, that's really bad, and that could explain why a lot of stuff is jacked up within the series sometimes. So, and that came from THQ losing money, and if you guys want to go back and look into the history, I'm sure there's a way to. But they invested a lot of money into this pad, and it didn't work out, and hence why we don't have THQ making games anymore. Well, there's THQ Nordic, but THQ here in the States are not making games anymore. But we digress with that, gents. I think it was really fun talking wrestling video games. I know some people who listen to me on Saturdays are like, man, I did not know that Everything Pro Wrestling is such a nerd. But I absolutely love video games. And Josh will tell you, we've talked about other games offline that have nothing to do with wrestling. But I enjoy a good video game once in a while that has simmered down over the last couple of, I'd probably say the last year. I haven't been able to play as much as I'd like. My time is down. I see my email, Sony. Thank you for that. I know that my time is down on my system, but life happens. But I appreciate you guys coming on the show to nerd it out with me, talk a little wrestling video games. And I'm sure that once some more news comes out, you'll see YouTube videos of me talking about some of it. And maybe I'll do some panels and we'll talk about it. And like I said, Josh, maybe we could do something with Brain Buster Radio for WWE 2K20. You do awesome Sims and everything else. We'll get into it. But Original Biggie, plug your channel. Tell people where they can find you. And thank you once again for coming on the show today.
Oh, not a problem, sir. And again, thank you for spending your evening with me. You can find me on youtube.com/OriginalBiggie1, all lowercase. You can also find me on Twitter at Obi-Wan and also Twitch at Original Biggie One.
Thank you very much, good sir. Josh, I know we talked about you being on Wrestling Reverb every Friday, so make sure you listen to Josh before you listen to me. Josh, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at JoshRobinson00, the same for Twitch and for YouTube. I'll plug away my Twitch here because I'm trying to focus on doing some older wrestling games and going through the season modes and the story modes of older wrestling games. But I also play some other stuff on there. I'm not primarily wrestling, but I put it all on my YouTube as well. So just come and join me for some. I'm a big idiot when it comes to Twitch. I just like to be a dumbass. So hey. I just like to have some fun with some old wrestling games.
It's tons and tons of fun, I promise you folks. But, yeah, guys, I'll make sure that I include all of your stuff in the description box if people want to check you out. Like I said, guys, they are really fun. make sure you check them out. And if you guys want to check me out, go to my link tree in the description box and you guys can find my YouTube channel, watch me play some Fire Promoter and everything else. If you guys want to join in on some conversation and just have some fun. Thank you so much, guys, for coming on the show today. And if you guys have anything else you'd like to add, I think we're good here.
I'm good. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome, Josh. Biggie?
If anything, just start at your foundation. Start at your base. Again, because your foundation can build for the future. So
I like that. I like that. That could be personal advice, too, for everyone else. But thank you guys for spending your Saturday with me. Do me a favor and make sure that you guys click that subscribe button on Brainbuster Radio and check out Wrestle Thoughts tomorrow on Brainbuster Radio. These guys from across the pond bring you some of the best talks in pro wrestling. So make sure you check them out tomorrow. I'm out. Everybody have a good Saturday. Peace.